Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So, the Mishnah told us that anything that is lemalam esterama is not kosher for menorah, which means that somebody who is standing on the street is going to be looking diagonally. So if you're looking diagonally upwards, then we learned that that's it's not kosher lemenorah. Again, we've had poskim, etc. We've discussed that, but that's what the Mishnah says. And then we learned from this week's Sedra, the Haboy Reik Ein Boy Moyim, that they threw Yosef into a pit and there was no water in the pit, but there were Nechoshim and Akrabim, in which case that's tantamount to murder, Elamai. They couldn't see it because that's true that the pit was 20 Amos deep and therefore the Nechoshim and Akrabim were below 20 Amos and therefore they couldn't see it. So we know that if, and we discussed about what happens if you are at ground level and the flat is two levels below ground or three levels below the ground. Sometimes you can have a flyover, and you could have a flyover outside a house. You could be standing on the flyover, and you're halfway up the block of flats, and the block of flats is on the ground below, and you could be looking directly, horizontally, towards a window where there's a menorah, but in fact the menorah is on the fifth floor or the tenth floor or whatever it is. So we discussed all that. The question now is: so we know that if you look diagonally upwards, 20 amos. That's the limit, officially according to that basic halacha. And again, diagonally downwards, the same thing. What about horizontal? If you're looking in a straight line, like this example of somebody who is on the, he's on a ladder, he's on a one of these cherry pickers, or he's on a flyover, and he's looking horizontally, directly across to a block of flats. But the block of flats is more than 20 amos away. So our radius, if you like, that normally speaking we say around the person, 20 amos towards the diagonal upwards, 20 amos downwards, but 20 amos horizontally, supposing that you're further than 20 amos away, but you're looking in a straight line, and you can see further. So there are some poskim who say that once you're outside the 20 amos radius, once you're 20 amos away from the building, that's the same as looking at a flat which is 20 amos higher, or a flat that's 20 amos lower. Huadin, you're 20 amos further away, is exactly the same thing. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky and a few other of the poskim say, no, when you're looking horizontally in a straight line, you can see quite clearly for more than 20 amos. It's one thing to say that a person cranes his neck and he looks upwards, especially in a narrow street and the block is four stories high or something. That's much harder to see a menorah that's burning in the window. But if you're looking horizontally, then people can see much further than can see much further than that, and therefore there are poskim who hold, Reb Chaim Kanievsky amongst them, that if you're looking horizontally and you can see the menorah, then it doesn't matter how far away you are from the block. So you can be, you know, I don't know, you could be 100 yards away from the block. I looked up last night just to see what the test is for the driving test. Yeah,
2 meters.
Yeah, you have to see.
22 meters.
20 meters it is.
20.
Yes, you have to 20 meters or 66 foot. You have to be able to read a number plate at 20 meters. Yeah, 20 meters is much more than 20 amos. Yeah, 20 amos by even the Chaz Nishir is 2/3 of a meter. So yeah, it's 2 foot. So it's approximately, it's even less than 2/3 of a meter. Therefore, 20 amos is going to be less than that. So you can see that the test for being able to drive, you consider to have good enough eyesight to be a driver.
One's to read letters, the other one's to recognize.
Oh. So the question now is, yeah, again, the question is, what happens if you can see, and again, this is not discussed, yeah? Okay, so we're talking about reading a number plate, and the number plate probably is black on yellow or black on white, and there are letters there, yeah? What about seeing flames? Yeah, seeing the flames of the menorah? What happens if you're going to see a general glow? Yeah? And you can't see individual. You couldn't see that there are 5 candles burning. Or you couldn't see that there are 7 candles burning. But you can see that there's a menorah burning in the window.
What if it was a reflected light?
Reflected meaning?
Yes, reflected light. What? Somebody in an office block one side of the Thames is lighting candles, and you can see reflected the other side of the Thames in an office block.
Where's it reflected? On the water?
No, it's reflected. You can see the reflection from his...
But you're looking straight across. You're looking at the menorah. It's not a reflection. Your question would be, if I would look in a mirror. Yeah, that would be different, right? If you look in a mirror, if the only way that I could see the menorah was looking in the mirror, which is reflecting the menorah, would that be called roya, to make a brocha, for instance, yeah? If somebody can't make a brocha on the menorah himself, but he sees a menorah, he can make a bracha shalosu nisim la'aviseinu. What happens if you see the menorah in a mirror? I do not know. But in any event, there are many poskim that you can rely on, that if you can look across, even from a bigger distance than 20 amos, but you're looking horizontally, then if you can see the menorah, even at a larger distance than 20 amos, as long as you can see the menorah, I would guess, even if you can't see the individual number of candles, but you can see there's a glow and there's a menorah there, then hopefully that would be sufficient. That would be considered lechatchila in light of the menorah in such a window.
Start of the Torah in North West London, Thursday, Kaf Aleph Kislev, 11th December, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin Shlita, Hanukkah and Hodor. This week's Torah is one of the Shlem Lechol Cholei HaMishpacho, or Ilu Nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkevitz, Zichrono Livracho.
Good morning. I think this is also my first Torah since we lost Reb Dudi from the Rocha, so I will second the comments that today's shir should be Lilu Nishmosoi, and his family should have Sefer Tovis. So the Nusach that we say in Al Hanisim, which is really based on the Gemara and Shabbos, at the end of the Alanisim, Acha came bowled Vibisecho, Finusecho, Vetiarus Mikdoshecho, Vidlikonerus Bachasus Gotcheho. Then, which Nerus were these that were lit in the Chasus Gotcheho, you mean? Then the menorah was not in the Chasus Gotcheho, the menorah is deep inside the Hechel. Is that what you're referring to? Yeah, but that's going to have to be a different drosha. Hopefully somebody over the course of this week and next will address that
image.
You've already had the drosha on that?
Mentioned yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. See, but that wasn't my intention to talk about that this morning. It's the next line. The 8 days of Hanukkah were kovu, were established for what purpose? Lahodes v'lahalel, l'shimcha agodot. Bemis, that is very similar to the lashon of the Gemara and Shabbos stuff, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Kvoum va'asoum yom tov b'halel v'hoidor. That, again, the days of Hanukkah were established and made and fixed for the purpose of Halal and Hodor. Now, L'chora, one could say that is the case for, I mean, every Yom Tov, L'chora, is L'chora's Halal. I mean, we say Halal on every Yom Tov. In Purim, there's a whole raid as to where the Halal of Purim is, but the Ma'aseh is L'chora's Halal. So the question is it just devout that because Hanukkah was established by Chazal, so therefore, you know, it's not biblical, Yom Tov, so therefore it needs to be said that Kovim Vasoim, or what the purpose was, or is there something unique to Hanukkah, unlike even the Yom Tovim, where even though the other Yom Tovim have a Halel and have a Hoidor, the Hanukkah is more of a Kovu Lahoidos, that the whole establishment, the whole foundation of the Yom Tov is this Halel of Hoidor. Interestingly, in the Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, very beautiful words of the Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Moed. The Mitzvah of, this is after he's discussed all the halachas about Menorah and Neres Chanukah and how to light and when and who and why. Well, certainly who. So the Rambam, the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Chaviva Moed. The Tzorich Odom Li Zoeba. And the person needs to be very scrupulous with the mitzvah. Kedelo hidia hanes. So that we know. The whole idea of pirsum hanes of the menorah, that's what it does. But then it doesn't stop there. Ula hoisib b'shevach okeil v'hoidoy oloi al hanisim sh'osolonu. The chayri one could say bazundra zachen. There's a mitzvah z'ner Chanukah and there's a mitzvah z'halo. Say tu ashe kedushonus on Chanukah. There's an Asher Kedushonu, Vetzivonu, Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, and there's a Vetzivonu, to say halal, is a halal. But the Rambam seems to put them into one sentence. And he seems to attribute the halal and the shevach and the hoidoyo to the Ner Chanukah, which means that the lighting of the menorah is also lehoidus of the halal. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is chavivo because it's kedei lehoidia, but it's also kedei lehoidus. Lehoise b'shevach v'hoidoyo. That's when he goes on. That's why he goes on to say, "Afilah in ma'yoychal eliminat tzedoka." The person nothing to eat. He has to go and beg effectively. Shoyla moicha kesusoi. He even has to sell his garments. Has to sell his shoes. Sell his clothes. V'lekeach shemen v'neiris, because it's that important. Furthermore, earlier on in the Rambam, after he's described what happened at the beginning, by Sheni, Kishamolchu Yovon, etc., most of the halakha, I say most of the halakha, I haven't exactly counted, but certainly most of Perek Gimel, what are the halakha here? What fills the pages of the Rambam and Hilchas Chanukah is actually Hilchas Halal. All the halakhas of halal appear here in Hilchas Chanukah, which is absolutely astonishing. When you think about the fact that we say halal on Pesach and halal on Sukkot and halal on Shavuos and halal, yeah. Whereas Chodesh is already not as astonishing because it's at least Rabbonon, right? But okay. Even Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh Zichah comes before Chanukah, not Zichah, but that's Zichah in the Torah. But if you want to know, let's say on Pesach, 1 minute, when do we say halal? We say half halal, full halal, with the tzibur, without the tzibur. How do we say? What does the chazan say? What do we repeat? You don't look in Hilchos Pesach, you don't look in Hilchos Yom Tov, you look in Hilchos Chanukah. Full halal, half is all here. Manyan mod. Mod mod manyan. Different hogin. If you have to medalik, how, what, when. If you didn't say in the morning, can you say in the afternoon? So there's manim of halal. It's all here in Hilchos Chanukah. So the tefillah of halal v'hoidoh is in Hilchos Chanukah. And Kiyadua with the Rambam, it's not just what he says, it's where he says it. That carries incredible amount of import. So therefore, without Fashtein, it's very clear, Lechore. Shulchanoch Hilchos Chal is not in Hilchos Chanukah. It must be in Hilchos, it's in Orachayim, and it's in Hilchos, Hilchos Brochus, I think. Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah. Yeah. But it's Nishke, it's Nishke and Raya, Faket, because we're trying to move a dike here, that the Rambam brings it in. Dafka here is important and it connects to the fact that Bekov Shmuis Mechanika Eila Lohodes Lahalel Tzorchi and Godl. The second Nakuda, because Lechera is almost undeniable now that there's an aspect of Eidor that applies to Chanukah that doesn't apply even to other Yom Tovim. The Shaila is why and how. So, to answer this, I want to bring out a Nakuda from the Pachad Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Kutner, who notices that every day we have a Brucha Soidot, it's called Moedim, and Brucha Soidot, the beginning of Moedim, seems at first glance to repeat itself. At first glance. We say Moedim Anachnoch, and also it stops mid-sentence. It's always difficult. I'm looking very sidurim as to where they put the comma. Moedim Anachnoch, Shatu Hashem Alekinu, Kav Seinu Loel Avoid. Tzuchayenu, Mogin Yishenu, Atu Lador Vador. And I think the article puts a full stop there. No, the lechon is habit el secho. So we had to work out where we're putting the punctuation here. Moedim anachn loch. We thank you, Hashem. Kinnig v'seinu lo nevoi tzur chayenu, the rock of our lives, mogin yishenu, shield of our salvation. Atu ledor vador. You are there from generation to generation. Yeah, that itself needs a pshat. Okay, for another time. Put on the list. Hashem is ledor v'dor. Okay, we are ledor v'dor nagid god lecho. Hashem ato hu ledor v'dor. Hashem is generations. Okay, but ato ledor v'dor, right? And then noyde lecho. You're saying again. We thank you. You just said thank you. You're in the middle of saying thank you. You said thank you. Some siddurim actually say put the full stop before ato ledor v'dor. They say ato hu ledor v'dor noyde lecho. You are the one who from generation to generation we thank. That makes sense.
Not
plural.
The generations. Noida is plural. Moida is also plural. Future.
Moida is the present tense, and Noida is the
No, the whole, we will thank you. But then, from generation to generation, we have been thanking you, we're going to thank you in the future. Or from generation to generation, we thank you. No, there's love dafka in the future, by the way. There's love dafka in the future, because the nun there is us, we. So even in the present, there's even an active participle that will get a nun at the beginning. So what's the double moedim? Never mind the punctuation. What's the double modem? Just say modem alach loch. Also the vador. What we thank you for? Al chayenu, al nishmoseinu, al nisecho, nifloisecho. So the Pachad Yisroel brings a vichtig in the kuda, where he says that the word hoido has a double meaning. Kiyadua, very famous Pachad Yisroel. Hoido has a double meaning. When a person says ani moide, or moide ani. He either means thank you, as in, you know, toida rabba, but it could also mean something entirely different, l'chori entirely different, which is not that I thank, but that I admit, I accept. The hoida spaldin is the admission of a litigant. There's a recognition, there's an admission. I'm moided to you means I accept what you're saying. I'm a couple of what you're saying. I admit, I agree with you. What has admission got to do with thank you? Why? Hoidor, Mama is saying the exact same word. Hoidor is to thank, is a thank you, and hoidor is an admission. What's the kesher? And then it says that you see that in this week's parsha also. We're going to bring the parsha in a little bit, where Yehuda is the central character. Well, alongside Yosef, for sure. There's a lot about Yehuda in this week's parsha. And we find that Yehuda is a lashon of hoidor in terms of thanks. That's where he gets his name from, because his mother Leah says "Apam oides Hashem," and that's where he gets his name from. So lashon of hoidor, yeah, no hoidor. But state tzod kami many. Right, the big hoidor of Yehuda in this week's parasha is that when they bring out the simonim from what turns out to be Tomar, so immediately he puts up his hands and says "Vayaker Yehuda." Yehuda recognizes, he accepts. And he says, she's right. Right. In other words, there's a tremendous hoidoas baldin in the parish of Yehuda also. So is that a coincidence? So Pachad Yitzchok says no. Because Be'etzem, a hoidoa, which is a true, genuine thank you, a true, genuine appreciation, is also a hoidoa, which is an admission. He says, when a person says thank you to another person, what is that? What are they expressing? They are expressing the fact, which is really an admission on their part. Sorry? A gratitude. Right. But it goes even beyond the gratitude. Because gratitude is that the person saying thank you is effectively saying, I could not have done this without you. The more that the other person has helped them, the bigger the toiva, the bigger the thank you. It's always like that. Person does a smaller, you know, pass of tissues. Shkoyach. Yeah, that's not a deep, profound, sincere thank you. That's just a shkoyach, right? Someone gives you a lift somewhere, it's a little bit more. Someone saves your life. Shkoyach, thank you. Cheers, have a nice day. It's not. And faket, the bigger the toiva, the harder it is to say thank you. Because it requires a tremendous acceptance on behalf of the thanksgiver. That the other person has done this tremendous thing they couldn't have done on their own. That's very hard for people. Very hard. So it's a bigger admission. That's why they say the hardest words to say in the English language are thank you and I'm sorry. Because when it comes to admission of guilt, right, it's the same story. If someone steps on your foot walking out of shachris, sorry, it's fine, it's enough. Yeah? Someone does you a tremendous avla chasrishon, right? You can't just say sorry. Someone blocked your driveway, for example. Just the marshal at 8 o'clock in the morning. Just stop the marshal. Yeah. On Leaside Crescent. You've just forked out, taken out a second mortgage to pay for. People think, oh, there's a driveway. Let's put the car there. After all, it's called a driveway, right? They always ask, why do we park in the driveway and drive on the parkway? Good kasha. Yeah? Drive on the parkway, and we park in the driveway. So maybe we stop calling it a driveway, because people think, it's a driveway, so I'm going to park there. Al kaponim, yeah, so someone does that, and you get a note, right, put a note on the windscreen, right? It's the same thing. In other words, the bigger the avla, the bigger the sorry, and therefore the harder it is to say, because it requires an admission. So fascinatingly, in English, there is a word also that captures both of these meanings, both the hoidor of admission and the hoidor of thanksgiving, and that's appreciation. Because to appreciate is to show gratitude, okay, so that's an appreciation, but to appreciate also means to accept, to acknowledge, right? You can appreciate a piece of music, right? It doesn't mean you're going to go over to the music and say, Shkoich, right? You're appreciating its value. You can appreciate a beautiful sunset or beautiful sunrise as we have this morning. Stunning, right? There's nothing to do with saying thank you. That is just an admission and a recognition of value. It's an acknowledgement of value. It's an acknowledgement. I appreciate thank you. It's interesting because the opposite of appreciate is to depreciate. When something depreciates, it goes down in value. When something appreciates, it goes up in value. If something goes up in value in your eyes, you appreciate it. When you say Shkoich, so Pachad Yitzchok there says, Tosit Pshat, in Moedim. We're Be'etzem saying the two different meanings. The two different meanings. The first Moedim is not thank you. It's not a thank you. We're not supposed to be saying thank you at that point. It's called Brachos at all. Because before a person can say thank you, they need to know what they're saying thank you for. And they need to know who they are sending their thanks to. So the Moedim Anachnu Loch at the beginning is an appreciation of acknowledgement, a recognition, an understanding. Moedim anachnu loch, we are recognizing that you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Tzuch Hayeinu, you are the Mogen Yishenu. Now that I've established who I'm talking to and what I'm acknowledging, then you can say, Noide Lecho, now I can thank you, the second Taichin Hoidor, for the following list. And it's Meduik in the Diktuk as well. Because at the beginning of Moedim, it's Moedim Anachnu Loch Sho'atohu Hashem. Later it's Noedim Lecho Al Chayenu. The first is a She, and the second, or Sho, and the second is a Al. When you appreciate something, you appreciate, and it's a Hoidor of recognition. You're not appreciating for, you are appreciating that. So Moedim Anachnu Loch Sho'atohu Hashem, there's an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur Chayenu, He is the Mogen Yishenu. When you give thanks in terms of thanksgiving, then you thank four things. So therefore it becomes Noed L'cho Al Chayenu, Al Nishmoisim. So the Loshon Taka changes because of that. Again, I haven't checked recently in the English translations that are available to the public. I probably should have done this. There it is, Moedim. Voshtate. Ready? Moment of truth. Moedim Alach Nalach, we thank you, Hashem. And then, Noda Lecho, we shall thank you, Hashem. Now, shall can be present or future. Okay, so in this particular edition, it gives thanks to both. We are thankful to the wonderful art scroll. But I believe that in other editions, it makes this distinction between Moedim and the Noideh, one being the Hoidor of appreciation, one being the Noideh of thanksgiving. Al Kaponim Min Yoneinu, Li'in Yoneinu, come back to Chanukah. If we look at the parashas of Kislev, this week's parasha of Tzodkom Meni of Yehuda, and the previous parashas where we see Yaakov, and we find that his name changes to Yisrael, and we find Yehuda, and we find Yosef, and we find his children, Menashe and Ephraim, we see there's a certain theme running, there's a Tzad HaShoveh that runs between through all of them, and this is the idea of what it means to understand and to appreciate what it means to be a Yid. When Yaakov is struggling already with Esav in the previous parasha, and it says Vayovek Ish Imoy, and all the Meforshim even before them from Chazal, and it says in Midrashim already that this battle between Yaakov and Esav is not just a momentary battle, a physical battle, but it's the battle of the Koiches of Yaakov, Koiches of Esav, Atzov Kol Adoris. And then it says at the end, by Yarki lo Yochale, as a Medrash Rabbah, not possible, by Yarki lo Yochale, when Esav saw, the Malach of Esav saw that he could not overcome Yaakov, this is a reference to all the tzaddikim throughout the Doris that withstood the pressures of Shmad and the pressures of assimilation, of intermarriage, of leaving Klal Yisrael. By Yarki lo, there would always be Yidden who would hang on tight. And that's when Yaakov achieves the name of Yisrael. That's when he achieves the name of Yisrael. Kishem Hashem Nikro Lecho. The name of Hashem is attached to the name of Yaakov because there'll always be this eternal connection and bond between Klal Yisrael and Abishah. There'll always be a Klal Yisrael that would stay true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find with Yosef as well. Find in this week's parasha. Find the Yosef. What happens when he's being challenged by Eshes Potiphar. And in that moment, anything can happen. Yosef says, I can't do this. I cannot do this. Ain't God Babai's Yosef Mimeni, there's no one greater than me. Ich, in other words, Ich bin Ayid. And if those who know the famous Yaakov, the Nigan Yaakov from Yom Tovelch, yeah, Ich bin Ayid, Ich kendos nishton, I can't do it. But Ich bin Ayid, that hoidoa, that recognition, that appreciation of the fact that Ich bin Ayid, Menashe and Ephraim, what's so great? Yisimcha Lekimge, Ephraim and Menashe, what was the God of Ephraim and Menashe? That they remained Ayid, they remained Ani Yehudi. And it's interesting that that is the word Yid. Yid is taken from Yehuda, and Yehuda is taken from Hoidor. And the Hoidor doesn't just have to mean a thank you. Hoidor can mean an appreciation. It's the first thing that comes out of our mouths in the morning, interesting, before we even washed our hands. Like, can't even touch your eyes yet at that point. You can't touch your nose, can't touch your mouth. You can't walk 4 amas, you can't do anything. Right? Can't do anything at that point. And yet we've already started davening. We're saying words like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's that possible? The answer is because as soon as a person where a Yid wakes up and is aware of his existence, the first thing is Moedani lefanecha, shechazarti bi nishmasi. It's not just thank you. It's what we call hakora satov. There's a hakora. We call hakora satov, thank you, hakora. But hakora satov means there's an appreciation and acknowledgement of the good that we have, which is as ich bin a Yid. All the parishes carry that message in the month of Kislev, because this is the Nekud of Chanukah. What was Yovan? Yovan was Kisru Lechem Al Keren HaShor She'en Lechem Chelik Belekei Yisrael. Yovan's mission, Yovan's culture, Yovan's pressure on Klal Yisrael at that time was to try to convince as many people, nah, give it up. What do you have to be a Yid for? Come and join us, cross the sea. We've got bigger temples than you've got. We've got fancier things, nicer food. Yeah, healthier food for sure. So, leave it. Yeah, and many people were misyavnim. Became misyavnim. They became Hellenized. They crossed over and they ditched their Yiddishkeit. And it was the Maccabim, led by the way by Yehuda, and his female counterpart, led by Yehudis, none of which is coincidental. It's the same theme pulsating through the whole system, which is Ich bin a Yid. Yehuda means Ich bin a Yid. I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew. I'm a Yehuda. So some, I don't remember where, that every morning when we say Bruch Zatari, we say Asher Boch Abonu Kol Amin. V'nosan lono Ester Yosei. I don't know who says this, but Asher Boch Abonu Kol Amin is Chanukah, and v'nosan lono Ester Yosei is Purim. Because Purim we know is in the Sina Satorah, the second Kabbalah Satorah, Kibu v'Kiblu. And Ashebocha b'Kol Amim is Chanukah, because Chanukah is Ashebocha, but before you even get to the Torah, before you even get to Purim, first is Chanukah, at least in the calendar. First is Chanukah. Ashebocha b'Kol Mikol Amim. That every Yid needs to have that Hakor, every Yid needs to have that recognition. So Mimela, take it back to the Rambam. When it says v'Kovu l'Hoidois, it's not just Hallel. In other words, it's not just the Hallel of Shkoyach, thank you, appreciate it, because Ve'etzem, every Yom Tov is that. Pesach, we're expressing gratitude that Kodesh Boch took us out of Mitzrayim, Sukkos for the protection Kodesh Boch gave us in the Midbar, and Shavuos for the Torah, and even the other Yom Tovim, right, other moments where we express our Hoidor of that nature. But it could be that the vault is that Chanukah is going beyond the Hoidor just of the first meaning. The first definition of thank you. The Yom Tov Chanukah is lehoidos, to appreciate, to acknowledge, to recognize, to understand what it means to be a Yid. To walk around with a Simchas HaChaim that is infused with the pride and the privilege of that I am a Yid. Because that's what was missing in Golas Yovan. They were in Eretz Yisrael, though. It's the only Yom Tov that took place in Eretz Yisrael. They're in Eretz Yisrael. They have Eretz Yisrael, and yet they're not feeling it. They're not appreciating it. They're not understanding it. It's not about thanking. Thanking is anyway. Thanking is for every Yom Tov who was saved from the Yevonim. It's about appreciating. And therefore, the whole Ner Chanukah, Mrs. Ner Chanukah, is Shevach Okel V'Hoy Doyoloi. It's not so much the Noide Lecho, it's the Moide Manachnu Loch. Kovum Va'asom Yom Tov V'Halu V'Hoydov. Kovu L'Hoydos L'Halu, L'Hoydos L'Halu. Both of these things. This was the battle cry. Mila Hashem Elai. Who wants this? Who wants this? And the Chora, if that was true, then, and we know all the Sforim say that every Yom Tov comes around with the same energy, and the same Koyach, the same Ruchnius, so the Chora is true today as well, that the Yom Tov of Chanukah has to be a Yom Tov whereby Bimadlik Daneris and saying Halel and all the other Menhogim, it becomes a question of, do we live with that sense of pride and privilege and appreciation that we are Yin? Do we wake up in the morning and say Shlo Yosani Goy? Famous Maisa with the Chasm Sofer, which we like to say over by the Chasm Sofer. We pumped were in Hungary this week, but we didn't manage to get to the Chasm Sofer on this occasion. One doesn't have to be there to say over from the Chasm Sofer that some of his Talmidim came running in one day and they were expressing a concern to him about his son, who turned out to be the Ksav Sofer eventually. And they said to Chasam Sofer, they said, Rebbe, unfortunately we have to report back to you that we have a concern about your son, the young Avraham Shmuel Ben Yomin. What's the problem? Well, we heard him in shul this morning. Well, shmuzing during davening, chasushon. Stupid. El Chayid. So what then? We heard him saying brochas, and he said, Ashanosan Sechlevino. And then he went straight to Shlosani Ovi, Shlosani Yisho. He didn't say the brochas to the Sani Goy. So we heard this already a few days ago. So we thought, must be a mistake, must be tired. And then we heard the next day. We noticed every single day, he skips to the Sani Goy. Maybe, the Rosh Hashiva's son is not so proud to be a Yid. Chasm Sofer, we're ridiculous. Okay, fine. The Maestro just went on for a while. So eventually Chasm Sofer said, I'm going to find out what's going on. Calls in this tzaddik of a yingle. He says, what's going on? Chasm Sofer laughs. He says, Tata, first of all, why are people listening into my davening? None of their business. I don't know if he said that, but I would have said that. But second of all, he says, Tata, I get out of bed in the morning. I can't wait till I get to shul to say Shlo Yosani Goy. I'm so overwhelmed with the sense of joy and gratitude and appreciation and privilege. As ich bin a Yid, I chenish einhalten, I can't hold it in. I leave out of bed, bochad Hashem, shame of Malchus, Shlo Yosani Goy. So pashas, I shouldn't repeat the brocha, right? Yo. But the Maisa, that's every single day for the Ksav Sofer. We have 8 days of the Yom Tov of Chanukah to feel that and to express it. It's interesting that Yaakov becomes Yisrael as a result of this, because this is the Lo Yocholoi Ve'Yaki Lo Yocholoi. This is when he becomes Yisrael. And the whole idea of Yaakov becoming Yisrael is the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Nikro Lecho. So I just had a Ho'ora that I've not seen inside yet. So I'll just share it, and if it's good, it's good. And if not, when we're off camera, tell me. But it's very interesting how much of an emphasis we put onto the name of Hashem in the Bracha of Moedim. Once we've said our thanks, we've listed all the things we're grateful for, so the Bracha continues. Okay, Alanisim fits in between, but we then continue, Valkulam is Bracha v'sremam Shimcha Malkeinu. And again, V'cholachem duchosele v'halal v'orcho es Shimcha Agodoy. And we finish off the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, atov shimcha. There's no other bracha like this. Could be this is the nekuda that a yid needs to walk around. Kishem Hashem nikro lecha. Kishem Hashem nikro lecha. Yid, the name of Hashem is in Yehuda twice. The name of Hashem is in Yisrael. A yid needs to walk around ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, to walk around with the appreciation and understanding and privilege that the name of Hashem is on me, no one else. Because Baruch Hu puts his name on Klal Yisrael. Lo yikore oj shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael ki sarisa melekim batuchal ki lo yochal loy. They will never extinguish that flame, that spark of connection, of privilege, pride. Dosidos. And interestingly, that is how the Al Hanisim finishes. The Al Hanisim finishes, as we mentioned it before. That's how it connects to the parashas of these weeks as well. It's always 4 hours around the time of Hanukkah, which is a reminder, especially in a dark and horrible world, that there's nothing better and there's no greater privilege. I don't want to finish off with a bumper sticker, but I saw on a bumper sticker this week that I'm sure you've all seen it. Stick on the back of someone's car where it said, Kamta Boker, Toda Lakir. Hasha, bonus. You got up this morning, give thanks to Hashem. The rest is a bonus. That's the attitude of Yid. Get up in the morning, Moi Daniel Vanecho, Ich bin a Yid. That's the message of Chanukah, that's the message of the parishes. Vakosh Moizma Chan Gelu, Lahoidus Lahal Shimbukhago.
Yeah,
but that's praise. Oh, the Hodis is to praise?
No.
I think the Shabbeach is to praise. The Halal is to praise. I don't think the Hodis means to praise.
I always thought the Hodis, the Halal meant like praising Hashem privately.
Not sure. I'll tell you why I think it isn't. Because in Shemoneh Esra, because there are three parts of Shemoneh Esra. There's three parts of Shemoneh Esra. The first brachas, the middle brachas, and the last brachas. The first brachas, Hashem. The middle brachas. The first brachas, Hashem. The middle brachas, Kosher. The last brachas, Avi. It's fit, right? More of the Shem. So obviously the Shabbat is very different from the Yidot. Shabbat is raising the Chalcham, Hashem's Geburah, it's from the Chodesh of the Yidot. Yeah. Welcome to you.